The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his hearts. If your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Of our lives and in our life of the church. A lot of people will say, we can love each other. Let's hop on the plane, go to Vegas, and get married. And hey, if it doesn't work out, we'll get a divorce. Boy, that is the wrong way to look at marriage. Marriage isn't for a minute or an hour or a week. Marriage is where you're willing to say, "I love you," every day of your life that you are together. That is an important sacrament. I remember hearing about, there was a famous celebrity of some type, and she wanted to get married at St. Monica. She was a Catholic, and so she called him up and said, "I want to get married." This would have been her fourth marriage. Her second one, I believe, only lasted 30 minutes. And St. Monica said, "Well, you've got to go through all of this classes and make sure that everything is all okay." And she said, "But do you know who I am?" And they said, "Yes." "Well, why are you making me do this?" "Because of the purpose of the sacrament of marriage." So she said, "Oh, never mind." And she got married in her backyard. I don't know if that marriage is still functioning or not. Marriage as an important aspect. For those of us who are married, my wife and I have been married for over 40 years, and I'm still around, so I guess it's working out. But we need to look at that, our marriage, every day. We need to work on it. We need to work together to say that we love each other and to take our love together and bring that forth to the Lord. For if we don't have our marriage and we don't have the Lord, we have nothing.